Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show with your host, Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hello, my friend, Steve Gamlin here with the latest Motivational Firewood Radio Show. A couple of weeks ago, my dear friend and former fellow stand-up comic, Amy T., shared a post on my Facebook page. It was a photo of legendary reggae star Bob Marley, with the quote, "The people who are trying to make this world worse are not taking the day off. Why should I?" First off, I am so appreciative that Amy took the time to share this. Second, I was humbled and honored that she said it reminds her of me. Everywhere you look these days, it is so easy to find negative news, frustrated people, bitterness, travesty, and tragedy. Some people simply shrug it off and say, "Hey, why should I even bother? The whole world's going to hell, and I can't change it." I get it. It could be very easy to see it that way. Having been through good times and bad, I've noticed, even on my lowest days, how the smallest positive gesture by someone absolutely made my day. Some people made me laugh, some shared their generosity, and others just reached out to share a couple of words saying, "I appreciate having you as my friend." In those moments, the world did change. To me, anyway. Over the weekend, a social media friend actually took the time to make a comment on my sharing of a good news story. She said, "I love coming here for your positivity every day." And she completely rocked my world by saying that. And I wrote back to her, letting her know how much I appreciated that. See, it's the little things like that that can actually make a difference, cause a shift, and redirect the flow of energy. I was having a conversation a while back regarding acts of kindness, and someone blurted out in frustration, "Well, I can't exactly be Mother Teresa." No, you can't. And the world doesn't need you to be Mother Teresa. We already had one, and she was a rock star. She made her mark on the world, leaving clues of how we can all show compassion, care, and share. We also had a singer and songwriter named Bob Marley, and he's gone too. But he left his mark. Not only did much of his music share a message of hope, love, and peace, he also left us with the beautiful words that my friend Amy cared enough to share with me. You see, there will always be bad news, and there will always be bad people. They punch their time card every day and do their best to expand negativity in the world. You don't have to join them. All you have to do is be you. Find the goodness in the world and kick a little bit of your own into the mix. See, I'm not out to destroy negative people, or any people, actually. I am just here to create more positive energy to offset whatever the bad guys are doing and give people some hope. You can do it too. I believe in you. Haha, you rock, man!
Thank you for listening. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.